cost me $2. All right, everybody, say. Welcome back. No, Brian, those are old ones. On the standard. Maybe take away the old ones, maybe. We've been talking about learning about the halacha of a ani mahavi charara. Someone was right now pursuing seriously a purchase, an acquisition. Uba achar v'chadfa, and someone else came along and grabbed it and took it. So then he's nikra rasha. That's clearly a terribly wrong thing to do. At kerei kach, it's called a rasha. It certainly is usher to do. And it's dealt with rather severely. The person could be publicly shamed and punished in different ways through Bezdin. That's the anim mahabi v'charara. We wanted to speak this week about how it applies to Shaduchim. But before we do so, we have to back up on that same sugi in Gemara in Kedushin of Nun Tes and learn one more concept, which is in our program of learning the concepts of Erlokait, and then see how the two play together and as it comes down to Shaduchim in particular. So the sheet that I gave you is tonight's fresh sheet that says on top of the page, Amos Nikra Ramai v'Amos Nikra Rasha. The contrast of these two terms is a Gemara in Kedushin that immediately precedes the story of Rav Gidol and the Anim Hava Charara Sugi that we learned already. Gemara says, let's learn the Gemara inside. Rav and Chasida, also the Kedushi like Yitzhak the Bray. So this Rav and the Chasid went to be Makadosh and Isha for his son. Instead of sending his servant Eliezer, he went himself to go find a Rivka. And lo and behold, when he came back and said the news, guess what? The Kala is not engaged to my son, but I decided to marry her myself. Rabban Chasida, by giving that title itself, obviously was respected amongst Chazal as being a Chasid, a very big Kaddish, Tzaddik, and he was a Mekaddish for himself. Fred the Gemara Kasha, Masha also El Shanogba Minig Ramos. So that's a situation which the Mishnah, actually, the beginning of the Perek, over there refers to as well, that if a person is sent as a shliach to Mekadosh and Isha for the Mishaleach, for the one that sent him, and he's Mekadosh her for himself, Masha also it is effective, he did marry her now, El Shinobo Minu Ramos, but he has acted like a Ramai, and it's certainly inappropriate for Rabban Chasida to have act like that. So my answer is lo yavu nihile. When he approached that bas ploni leploni to make that kedushin, he was refused. When he said he wants to marry this young lady Rivka to his son, they lo yavu nihile, they didn't give her. They refused it for whatever reasons. So then he said, all right. So if she's not available for her for the son, I'll take her for myself then. Still the Gemara says iboile laodui. He should still get word back and say, okay, wait up, I'll have to check back with base, go back to home, say, you know, they won't accept her for you, but I want to go ahead now and do it for myself. What's the purpose of being Modia? Rashi says, Pirush Rashi, Lahotzi Yatza Minog Ramos, that it shouldn't even have that appearance that he's acting deceitfully, taking for himself that which he's really set on a mission to do for someone else. But in order to be able to clear his name, and that he should first go in and be Modia them. The Gemara says Ravan didn't want to do that because Sabar, he thought, in the meanwhile, while I go back and forth, it wasn't an instant text in those days. It was a travel back and forth by foot or by whatever mode of accommodation of transportation. Meantime, also in a shachrino makadosh la shem yikad menu acher, you might lose out the opportunity, and therefore in this situation there was nothing done wrong, which tells us the halacha. That when you're able to mekadosh her for the one that you were sent to do so, then to do otherwise and take it for yourself would be a ramos. If that's not possible to be done, then it's not a ramos. But still, you should notify back in order to clear your name, unless it's a situation that doesn't really lend itself to be done, there's what to be worried that you'll lose out entirely, then you don't even have to do that step either. The Gemara repeats almost exactly the same story in a Chayshe Mishpah rather than Eben Ezra application. Rabbi Baruchana Yavli Zuzi the Rav. Rabbi Baruchana gave money to Rav, the greater Meira, to buy him something. It's amazing that he used Rav to Mishtamish the Talmud Chacham. I don't understand the background behind this. And he asked Rav, you're going to a certain place, you're going to Surah, Pompadisa, whatever it is, buy me a house over there so I can have to come and learn in Yeshiva. Amar Zavna Nahili Lahayara. Can you please buy, here's some money. When you go over to wherever you're going, purchase for me a piece of land, for me, Rav Baruchana. And Rav went to that other place. And Azal Zavla Nafshei. Again, the same kind of situation, the story played itself out, that he ended up buying it for his own self rather than for the one that sent him here. Again, the Gemara asks, Vatanya Masha also Yashal Nog Wavini Ramos. This is being a Ramai. The Gemara answers, Baga. A Baga is a, it's not just a field, it's a, it's the,
it's a valley or something.
Okay, a valley, good. That has many fields and many farmers or developers or whatever, people that own landowners there. So it's a whole bag, a whole area. The Alimi, a very strong kind of people, Havalei. The Rav Nagi Bekavit, to Rav, they would recognize him and they were willing to do business with him. Rav Baruchana Lo Nagi Bekavit. With Rav Baruchana, they didn't want to have to do with him. There are different interpretations of exactly what this means. Many of the Rishonim understand it to mean that they were willing to sell it to Rav, but they weren't willing to sell it to Rav Baruchana, or maybe at favorable terms, which they were good to give it to him. Others learn, and that way it would be very similar to the previous Gemara, that they didn't want to marry her to the son, so they married her to the father. Others learn that that Rav was looking ahead and seeing how life would be there for his Mishaleach, for Rav Baruchana, and he saw that for him to move into this neighborhood won't serve his purposes, Rav Baruchana, because they're going to chepa him and make him trouble, and they're not going to mechabed him, and he's just going to have sorrows from it. But he knew that Rav himself was recognized; he was the gadol of Bavel, and over there they would mess with him. So different pirushim and rishonim exactly why he's able to make this preference, but in principle it's similar to the first story by the kedushin, that when they're not willing to do the business with the original sender, then the shliach is able to acquire for himself. Again, the Gemara asks a question like beforehand, boile laduye, but he should notify back to Rav Baruchana that he can't do it for him. So again, the Gemara says, ad hoch v'yachi, in the meantime, while I'm going back and forth and communicating, asin eshachrina v'zav in law, someone's going to chop it. Apparently, this was a sought-after type of a property, was something really special in its location or its value or whatever other attraction that it had. Location. And that's why Rav Baruchana wanted it. That's why Rav ended up, when Rav Baruchana couldn't get it, he wanted it. And that's why he was afraid someone else would get it instead. Right after this Gemara, these two Gemaras together about the concept of being Minig Ramos, being a Ramai, is the next Gemara that goes on with a story of Rav Gittel and Rav Abba about Mahabib Haro. He was involved himself in buying something, and then the other one didn't realize it, and he bought it out from underneath him. Was in Minig Rasha, they went up to the regal, they had a shear, they asked him a question, he said, of course it's us, I didn't know about it, and they ended up, no one using that land, the story that we learned beforehand. This is the halacha of Nikra Ramai, which is contrasted, it seems, to the halacha of Nikra Rasha by the case of Adi Mahabu Karara. And the first question that when you learn this Gemara jumps out at you, and by the way, if we get to it tonight, you'll see that Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and in Eben Ezer by Kedushin and in Chayshe Mishpah by the buying the land, brings all these halachas down and all these applications. The question that jumps out when you read this Gemara is, Manishtana, what's the difference between these stories over here about Nikra Ramai and the story of Rogil and Abba that's called Nikra Rasha? It's two different titles, seems to be two different categories. Why isn't Ravin Chasida or his son or Rabbi Baruchana that's interested in marrying a particular young lady or buying a particular piece of land already like an Ani Mahabu Harara showing this pursuit and interest of purchasing? and then someone else goes and buys it out from under him, besides being deceitful in the shlichas that I said, sure, don't worry about it, leave it to me, I'll take care of it, and you're relying upon me, and then I go and double-cross you and do it for myself, that's the ramos of it. Aside from the ramos, why is it in the Kurasha just like Balim Bahabi Bakarara? That's the first question that when the sugya that jumps out at you. Depending on how we're going to answer this question, is going to alter many of the applications, the halachas we're going to take out from this. I didn't do a full research, but to my knowledge, there are four answers to this question. Why this case is of the Ramos, of Nikur Ramai, when a shliach goes and buys it for himself instead of buying it for the one that sent him, why he's not in the category of Anim Habakarara, that's Nikur Rasha. Two of them we've already learned in the basic principle rules of Anim Habakarara. And one is that the Rama paskins that unless you already have a pisuk damim, unless you have pretty much a done deal between the ani and the harara, where over there there's no one else that'd be involved. If he wants it, he could have it. Or likewise, when purchasing something, let's say purchasing a house, if the buyer and the seller already have an agreement on the sale and the price, or are close enough together that they're working it out. It's not a point that there broke down negotiations and one just left the room and walked out and said, forget it. As long as they are engaged and, in principle, holding by clinching a deal, if it's not at that point, then there's no din of Habakarara. It's only when it's just about a done deal, that's when it's usser. Now, in these guys over here, it was obviously not a done deal because in the end of the day, we found out that the Mishpacha wasn't even willing to marry this Kala to Rabban Chasida's daughter. Or the people over there in that Bagi Del Limri weren't willing to do business with Rabbi Chana. So obviously there was no prior agreement and deal that they had already worked out. If that would have been the case, they would have ironed out those kinds of issues. They would have found out that this is no starter. So obviously there was no prior negotiations and agreement. It was simply that Ravin, his son, said, I heard there's a wonderful Kala, the best girl in the yeshiva, best bachur in the yeshiva. Go chop. So you're going to try to get it, but there's no guarantee you have it at all. So when you don't have a piece of dumim, then you don't have the case of a anim habakarara. But even so, there's a ramos. If you tell me to go buy it, I say, well, I'll see. I might be interested in it for myself. At least then you know the score. And you say, if that's the case, I'll go myself. And you won't rely on me, or you get someone else, and we'll have a competition on it. But this way, I say, sure, don't worry about it. You take it easy, I'll take care of it. So that way, I get you out of the way, and then I go and I grab it for myself. That's being deceitful. That's a Ramai. So if you go with the Ramah, which comes from a Mordechai and Chazabatim, that the Shulchan Aruch brings down Reish Lama Zayin, an R Siman of Ani Baba Karara, that when you don't have a piece of dumim, then there's no din of habakarara, then we understand why the previous Gemaras, the story about Rav and Chasida and Rav Rabbechana, don't fall into the category of Nikra Rasha, but even so, there's a new concept called Nikra Ramai. It's still dishonest. It's maybe not a Rasha, but a great tzaddik, he's not, it's still dishonest.
Does Shulchan Aruch mention anything about Ramah Abbas? No,
get to
this type of thing.
We didn't learn the Reish Lama Zayin on our sheet. Uh-huh. Okay, both in Eben Ezer, take a quick look over here. In Eben Ezer, middle of the page, Simon Laman Hay Siftes. We'll just read it quickly. Hose Shliyah LeKadosh Lo Isha Aplonis. If I tell you go, marry from me Rachel to me. V'Holach Shliyah V'Kishli Atzmo Hareza Minig Ramos. And Beis Shmuel comments Barambam Kasev Nikra Rush. We'll come back to that soon. Mashas Asui. Right, it's Ramos, and likewise in Hilchos Chayshe Mishpat, skip to Sif Beis, Hanosi Mos the Chaveru Liknos Lo Karko Matachlin, but Niach Mos Chaveru Etzloi did. He said, put away that money. I took up my own money. But Konal Yatzmo, Masha Asu Asu Yevrei Bchalal Haramayim. He's a Rama.
But no one brings it down to the same case of the Gemara, but not to the case of Oni Hamahapik.
Oni Hamahapik Harara is Reish Lama Zayin. That's Nikra Rasha, and this is in Hilchos Shlichus. In Kufa Gimel, that a shliach that goes takes it on for what?
Subterfuge.
Okay. And subverts it for himself, then that is a Nikra Rama.
Yeah, I'm saying, but the other case where the Ramos says that it was no piece of Domin,
right,
it doesn't apply. But so.
But it's not Nikra Rama. It won't be Nikra Rama because then we're not making Yishliach. I'm trying to get it. I'm negotiating with him, and he said, forget it, right? And I'm not doing business with him. So you come over, you buy it from him. You never told me to rely upon you. The whole Ramos is by Shliach.
By Adimab Harara.
Right. Right. By the case of the Shliach, we would seem to have an overlap of both being a Ramai because I said rely on me and being Adimahab because you wanted to get it and I took it for myself. So one answer why it's not a case of Russia by the case of the Shliach is because you don't have the piece of Dhamma. That would mean that if I did already have the arrangement, long distance, we already communicated, and I said, you know, I want it, and we worked out the deal, and now I'm just sending you to go in and write up the final papers and make the settlement. So then you would be a case of an Imabu Karara Nikra Russia.
Yeah, but there's no let, sometimes we get to, let's, so it's not Nikra Russia by Onihama Habakh Bahara.
No,
if you don't have those conditions.
Right.
So,
but and then
is there a case where it would be considered Ramai?
Shlichas. You need to be a Shliach.
Okay. I'm saying not exactly the same
right.
type of...
So let's go back to the case of Shliach over here. The two cases of Rabban Chassid and Rabban Bar Bachana, right? Where the Gemara just says it's no Minigra Ramos, it doesn't say it's Nikra Russia. Terrors number one, why that should be, is because over here there was no Upmach beforehand, which would mean that if there would be, let's say with long-distance communications, and we already have our deal, and then you go to clinch it instead, you say, you know what, put me instead. Right, so then you would have a Anamahabakaradnikar Russia on top of being a Ramai. Number one. Number two is that we have the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, the two sheet is brought down in the Machaber and the Chesh Mishra Reish Lama Zion that we've already discussed previously. And that is that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only time that did Anamahabakarara is when it's somebody, listen, I got this one, you go get another one, there's plenty of them around, you just have to go through someone else's leftovers and find another Harara there. Or to buy something, there's other stores, or there are other sales, or there's another place to buy something you could get somewhere else, so go somewhere else. But if it's a one in a singular kind of a thing that I can't get somewhere else, let's say a Mitzia, that's a very valuable item, you can't just say, well, go find another diamond ring. There's one over here, I'm going to both dive for it at the same time, even though you're diving first, I could dive for it as well, and there will be no Anumabakarar. That's just verbatim top. Rashi says that it doesn't make any difference, whether it's a Messiah or a Veda or a Mecha Chememkar or a Kedushin, in all cases, Rashi would say across the board, once one person's already involved seriously, but getting it, then stay away, Anumabakar would apply. If you learn, like Rabbeinu Tam, these cases over here where obviously there was, this is a hot item that everyone was pursuing, was being sought to Bekadosh this Isha. You can't just say, get another Isha. There's a lot of women in the world, but there's each one is Miuchedes, and if this one is Taka, the one that has the qualities that fit my search, then you can't say, just find another one. It's not so easy to find another one like that. And likewise, this land, obviously there was something special about this land. I can't tell you the particulars, but Rabbi Bukhanan wanted it, Rav wanted it, he was afraid someone else was going to hop it. If something is something singular, something exceptional, something unique about it, then, according to Rabbeinu Tam, be mutter. So there won't be a problem of Anumabu Karara. But you still have the issue of Nikra Ramai. This teretz would yield, therefore, that if it was not just such a singular thing, it was something with this material you could buy another place, then Anumabu Karara apply over here as well. There are two other terutzim. The Chedushe Chassam Sefer says that maybe Ani Mahaba Karara only applies if the Ani is directly, personally involved in getting it. Literally, Mahaba Karara, looking over the thing that he's going to buy, or negotiating with the seller or the buyer to be able to make this kind of a sale. So he's personally involved, and someone else shouldn't run an interference. But if from a distance I say, be my shliach and go get that. So I haven't really get myself hands-on involved in it, then that's not the Ani Mahaba Karara. That's terrace number three. And terrace number four is the biggest chiddush, maybe, is the Yamshel Shleimei. Yamshel Shleimei, the Marshal, one of the Gedalei HaPeskim, in the days of the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. The Marshal, Yamshel Shleimei, is his major sefer on Halachos of Shas. In Kedushin, the beginning of the third parak, says an interesting chiddush. It's rather a a very big Kiddush, and it's not accepted, as far as I know, by the whole rest of the list of the Paiskim. But he says that we find in a Rashi in a Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalet that there are instances in which that which otherwise would be usher, the chamim or matir the sarach mitzvah. Now the case over there is a completely different kind of a case. The case over there is orla is usher bahana, and lo ye ochel should not be used in any kind of way at all. And if you sell it, you're not allowed to be netted from the money because then you ultimately be netted from it. But if you took the took the money and you were kaddish and isha with the demei arla, then she's mukudeshes and she's allowed to, and you're allowed to live happily ever after. So Rashi says, even though it should be asur to use the demei arla, and therefore she should not be allowed to use it, and therefore she should not have any hanah from it, and therefore she should not be mukudeshes. But it's only an Isser Drabana. The Isser Deraisa of Orla is only on the Orla itself. The Dhammim are not typeface. That's only by Avodah Zarah and Shvias. But everywhere else, if a Suri Anoa, Basbu Chalv is also Anoa, Chamiz and Pesach is also Anoa, it's sold, it's an Isser, but the money then is not. It does not become Asser. That which is also is only Isser Drabana. And the Isser Drabana we lift with Tzarech Mitzvah. And since over here, to Makadosh and Isher is a Mitzvah, Purvu, it's a Mitzvah Rabbah. So therefore, we're matir it in order to be able to validate the Kedushin. So the Yamshar Shlomo borrows that and says, aha, you see that Letzarech, the mitzvah of the Rabbah of Pruh Ravu of Nesu'in, Lo Latov Baro, Leshevaz Yitzara, more says Pruh Ravu is a mitzvah gadol, G'dayla. So Meila, we're matir the Isser Arla, Dmei Arla Drabanan, we're matir also the Isser of Adim Haba Karara. How about that? So according to the Yamshar Shlomo, all's fair in Shaduchim. Right, and you could be holy by clinching it, by already scheduling the chayim, and I could come in and offer a better shidduch to this young chasar or kala to be, and chop him right out from underneath you, going to Yom Shalom, all's fair in love, war, and shidduch.
How about the second case?
What?
The second case, by Rechana.
The first case you made, no, by Rabin.
The first case is the Kedushin.
Kedushin.
The second case where he just went to buy Ara.
Oh, you're right. So the Yom Shlomo's teretz would only work. He's only talking over there by Shluchim. Won't really answer the whole Gasha. You're right, Rav Herschel. You got me. He doesn't say it to answer this Gasha. I'm just using what he's saying. Up and down the Paiskim don't seem to accept what he says. And the reason they don't seem to accept it is she was Notabuta, she was Chasovit, she was Chem Deshlombo, she was Agus Moshe. All the Chuvas that go on the Sugya, they don't seem to accept that approach. And it could be because they say, we're Matur and Isser Drabanan, but not to be a Rosh Abed Anu Chaveri. To be from Mamiyaner's Cheshbin, and to be able to do a mitzvah, do a rishit to someone else, that's Lozu Aderech. So it could be they didn't want to make that jump, that leap, for that the Yabzor Shalom makes over there. Okay, so again, right now, to summarize what we're up to this point, the synopsis is that we have a Gemara in Kedushin that says a concept of Nikra Ramai. When a shliach that's sent to buy something or a Mekadosh and Isha to a particular person goes and does that for their own self, it's only mutter if he found that they're not able to make the deal with the original Mashalayach, but otherwise it would be a Ramai to take it for himself. Contrast with the Gemara right afterwards that says Barima of Harara is Nikra Rasha, which seems to be much more Chamor. And we have right now a series of four possible explanations why, in the cases of Nikra Ramai, it's not Nikra Rasha, either because it didn't yet have a done deal, a piece of Dhammim, or in which case Adim Habarah doesn't apply, or because it was a singular, special, sought-after kind of item, which according to Rabbeinu Tam, then it doesn't have the Yisr of Adim Habarah, but it'll still be a Ramos for Shliach to double-cross his Mishaleach, or because of some server suggests that Mahalech, that only Mahapich Ba'atzmai, not Idea Shliach, is considered Anu Abachara, or the Tzarech Mitzvah, by the case of Kedushin, would be a possible alternative,
Heter. Can someone be Makadosh and Isha with land? Harayah
sure.
Kadesh.
Sure.
So let's take Hersh's land.
Right.
And I bought the land, Nikra Ramai, and I'm using it to be Makadosh.
Once you bought it, then it's yours. Then you'll have to deal with him afterwards.
The case of Rabban Chassid, it doesn't say that anybody made him a shliach. He just went to be Makadosh Isha for his son.
That's a good question, because otherwise how could he do it? How can he possibly Makadosh a How can we mekadesh for the for a son? I could mekadesh someone for my daughter when she's a katana or a naira, but my son, I don't have that power. So it must be that the son empowered the shliach, the father, to do it. Tosas over there says it's not really derech eretz for kavod for the son to make a shliach, but the son could authorize the father to say, if you want to do it, you're welcome to do it, daddy. Whatever you say, I'll do whatever you say. Which seems to be the story with Yitzhak and Avram. Avram made Eliezer the whole shliach. Yitzhak seems to be a very passive, dormant participant over here, but he's really the mishaleach. Just derech agav. Just one little parenthetical thing. Someone asked me over Shabbos that the whole parsha of Hayasara, Eliezer is faceless and nameless. He's just Eved Avram Anochi. He doesn't have his name. He doesn't appear once in the parsha. But he's Eved, except for the middle of the parsha, where he's Mekadosh, he's called an Ish. Ish Mishta Elah, Vayikach, Ish, put on. Then he's called an Ish. Why switch from being an Eved to being an Ish? So I told him that he was two different people at the same time. He was Eved Avram carrying out the shlichas of Avraham. But Avram didn't have a power to Mekadosh Lisha, right? He had to now be a shliach of Ish Mekadosh, of Yitzchak. And when you're shliach of the Ish, then you're the Ish, at the point of Kedushin, that's what he calls the Ish. Afterwards, he reverts to being the Eved again. Okay, just I'll go work on. Okay, so this is the sugya of Nikra Ramai, how it's distinguished from the sugya of Nikra Rasha. Now, here's the challenge of the night. Little piece of the Rambam, in the middle of the page, where the last 700 years of Gedolei Yisrael, Talmidei Chachamim, have sweated and stayed up all night long trying to figure out what this line means. And there's such an enormous amount written about this one line of Rambam. This, by the way, the only place in the Rambam that he refers to the sugya of Anim HaBakura or Nikra Rasha. It's the middle of Hilchos Ishus, which is Hilchos Kedushin. And the Rambam says, Ha'osa Shliach L'Kadosh Lo Isha, if a person sends a shliach to Mekadosh an Isha for himself, for the Mishaleach, V'holo V'kitchali Atzmai, and then the shliach instead went to Mekadosh an Isha for his own self, Harezim V'kadosh L'shliach, the Kedushin is Kedushin, and she's now married to Shliach instead of to Mishaleach. We also lasos kei. But that is a wrongful, forbidden thing to do. Now, words underlined are the big words. I don't want to even punctuate it, because that will slant it one way or the other. V'chol la'oze, dover ze, u'kiyotzi bo, b'shar, divrei, mekach, u'memkar, nikra, rasha. What did the Rambam just now say? Did the Rambam say that the case of Mekadesh through a shliach is a rasha? Or did he just say that it's also lasos kein? Does the Rambam equate the two or distinguish between the two? Rambam seems to say that a cholo eisa dar zeh ukiyotzi bo, b'shar divri mecha memkar, if you have the equivalent situation of what I just now described by Kedushin, if you do that over there by mecha memkar, then that's a rasha. Now, if it's the equivalent case, why is that a rasha, and why is the first case not a rasha? If it's the equivalent case, this case doesn't seem to be there was any pisuk damim in advance. This case, by the other case, was mahabach be'atzmai, was aydei shlichus. There is a divide about whether it's the tzarech mitzvah, and the second one's not a tzarech mitzvah, if you want to go with the Yamshel Shlomo. There might be a divide, although not clearly so, about whether it was something that's unique and special or not. But with Kedusha, we could assume that each person is unique and special by Mecha Memkar. Maybe you could buy something else somewhere else. Does the Rambam hold as Nikra Rasha by all cases or only there? And in fact, that line that's underlined, if I punctuate it, I could read it two different ways. B'chol Aisa Dar Vazeh. What is Dar Vazeh referring to? By Kedushin? Or, and then, and if you read like that, Ukiyotzu bo b'shar diri mecha memkar, or other similar situation if you do by mecha memkar, both will be Nikra Rasha. That reading would yield that if you did Dar Vazeh, which is that the Shliach was Mekadosh for himself, he's Nikra Rasha. And if you did Kiyotzu bo b'shar diri by mecha memkar, you're also a Rasha. So both here and there, you're both called a Rasha, they're both equal. Not like the Gemara, Pashtus, but that's what the Rambam seems to be saying. You could punctuate it differently. If you do this exact thing transposed to Kedusha, to Bekka Vemkar, or Kiyotzbo, or other such things, which would be Animahab Mukharara, because that's the case that's called Russia. So if you did the Shliach doing for himself kind of a technique move, or you did the something similar to it, which is Animahab Mukharara, either of those that you did by Bekka Vemkar, that is Nikra Russia. In other words, the Dabar Zeh, is the Dabar Zeh referring to the Kedushin? Or is the Dabar Zeh Kiyosebo both referring to Bashar Dabi Bekka Vemkar? If you did this kind of a move by a Bekka Vemkar, or a Kiyosebo, a similar kind of a move, like Dani Mahapech by Bekka Vemkar, either way, by Bekka Vemkar, you're called a Russia, but not by Kedushin, because of other reasons. So, Gedolei Yisrael, for the last 700 years, have struggled. Excuse me?
Which one will be worse?
Which one will be worse? What?
Russia
is much worse than Usser. Usser, you shouldn't do it. It's Usser, right? But the Sma brings down from Mordechai B'Shem Aaron Rutenberg that a person's called Russia. You're allowed to call him up at Barabim and say this person did a Maisa Russia. You're allowed to put him, I don't know, in the stocks and be mivaza him, throw tomatoes at him. I'm not sure what you is. You could call him names. You could bevazim, barabim. Every person does an usher. You don't do like that. That would be a possibility, right? Then you would have to punctuate it that way, right?
According to the Rambam, if it's usher, why is it kadesh? Why is it kadesh
chal? Very interesting question, Rosh Lema. Why is the kadushin chal? Why should the kadushin not be chal? Go ahead.
Because he's saying it's usher.
And it's usher. Fine. So it's usher. If a kain's mekadesh a grush, is also mekadeshes. You have to add, be Masbi your Kasha better.
You're going to
come ask Moshe Yisrael. Oh, come on, If a Kayan's Makadish a Grusha, and he says, a Reyat Mukadesh is leave, but the Basu could ask Moshe Yisrael, what's the din? She's Mukadesh. She's Mukadesh. That's my mother, I'm sorry. She's trying to get, she's at the airport, but my wife and the daughter are there. Sorry.
If I marry my sister, she's not Mekadeshes.
Right, whether you say Kedas Moshe Yisrael or not, it's not Kedushas, not Tefsin. Right. But Rav Shlomo, your Kasha is a Gvaldik Kasha. Because if you're Mekadesh and Isha yourself, right, even though it's an Isser, it's still Chal. But if you did it Adai Eshliach, then you should say Ein Shliach, then it can't be a Shliach to do it. What?
He
so if he's Mekadesh for himself, right, okay. Okay, so he's Mekadesh for himself, it's not a Yishliach.
That's the case.
Okay, so then it's not, then there's no Kasha at all. Maybe if he was Mekadesh here for someone else, calls back to Yeshiva, hey, well, who wants a nice Kala? I'll Mekadesh here for you. And he's Mekadesh for someone else, that would be a problem. The Note of Yehuda has a truth on this, Lagabi, Enshliya Dvar Averboard, but that's getting us ourselves too far aside. So, the Beis Shmuel is on the daf of the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer, which I gave you over here in the middle of the page, where the Shulchan Aruch says that the Shliach, that was Makadish her for himself, it made a Maiser Amos, Beis Shmuel, Barambam Kosov de Nikra Russia. So Beis Shmuel, which is the commentary on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, like the Shachan Taz and Eben Ezra, you have the Beis Shmuel, the Chalitz Mechakek. The Beis Shmuel says that the Rambam state that it's a Russia. Where's that Rambam? The only Rambam that we know is the Rambam. And the Rambam, the Beis Shmuel's reading of it is saying that it's a Russia by the case of Kedushin. So he understood that we're not going to be Mechalek between Bekka Vemkar. And he understands, Kol Oysa Dervazev, you did this very thing by the Kedushin and Mekadosh for yourself, as well as Kiyotzi Bo Bashar Bekka Vemkar, or if you did a similar kind of maneuver by Bekka Vemkar, either way, side by Kedushin and side by Bekka Vemkar is Nikra Russia. That's the way the Beis Shmuel learned it, although other Achronim take it many different directions. Excuse me?
If you don't say that, then the whole second line is only Bekka Vemkar. What's it doing here?
It's the alternative that we said it was to read it. If you take this very same action of being kainer for yourself instead of for Mishaleach, or Kiyotzbo, a similar action, which is Ani Mahabach, and you did both of them by Bekka Memkar, you'd be a Rasha. But over here, all he said was, it's also Lazos Kain. So it's taking then the same halacha of a shliach that did for himself instead of doing for a shaleach, which over here by Kedusha, I'm telling you, he's a Rasha. I'm sorry, he's telling me that it's Aser. The equivalent case by Mekach Memkar would be different. It would be called a Rasha. That would be making a, that would be making a contrast.
But the whole thing, you talk about Mekach Memkar.
Right, okay. This was for brevity and for contrast he brought out over here.
The second case in the Gemara is Mekach Memkar.
That's right.
And it says Ramah.
Right. So that's a big kasha then. That if you read, like the Beis Shmuel and amongst other Achraidim, that read that the Rambam is saying it's a Rasha in both cases, so then you have a kasha, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara only says that in both of these cases, by Mekach Memkar and by Kedushin, that when a shliach takes advantage and does for himself, is only called a Ramai and not called a Rasha. So how could the Rambam go and call him a Rasha more than what the Gemara does? That's taking things further than we see in the Gemara, where the Rambam is coming from. This is a kasha. One approach to learn is to scratch everything we spoke in the last half hour over here. And Noda Behuda says, Ramai, Rasha, Hainu Hach. Right? He learns a Ramai, the Gemara says, and Mishnah says in Hamafgid, that if a person, two people give a Pekadain, one 200, one 100, they both claim that the 200 is theirs, right? So he should give each one 100, the other one hold away. So Rabbi says, Imkei have said Ramai. Then the one that wants to get 200, they only gave him 100, he's not losing anything because he got his 100 back anyway. So a guy that's ready to steal the other person's money, the Mishnah calls him a Ramai. You see, a Ramai is no light category. It's a Goslin, it's a Rasha. Gazan and Russia, Ramai, it's all the same. That's what Buddha says with this. Okay, that's one approach. Kumt Ramaisha, the Igros Maisha, Ebenezer Simon Tzadi Aleph. And he says a beautiful Shtickel Torah. He says a beautiful Shtickel Torah. I have 6.5 minutes to say it. He says in a couple pages long. The Igros Maisha says beautiful. He says that according to Rashi, it should definitely be a Rasha by both cases. According to Rabbi Tam, it should be L'chayra Mutter, even though you already have a Shidduch and they're already made drinking L'chayim. But if I could now propose a better Shidduch for the Chasur and the Kala, according to Rabbi Tam, it's a Metziah, it should be Mutter. So the Rashi says, when you see this Rambam, you'll see why that's wrong. Why? So he said, what's the problem with this Rambam? How could the Rambam say it's called Rasha by case of Kedushin, reading it like the Beis Shmuel read it, when the Gemara says only the Karamai? Such a Maisha, beautiful Hesber. He says, what's the pshat that Ali Mahab Harara, according to Rabbeinu Tam, I'm already so advanced and involved in it and getting it, I'm ready to clinch the deal, we already have a piece of Dhammim, and someone's allowed to now go and chop it out from under me? Where's the Yosher? Where's the Tzedek in that? Because he says, just because you're so far advanced in doing it, doesn't give you any more schlissim than me. We're all equal over here until someone makes a kinyan. And I have the same interest, and I have the same gain, and I have the same benefit from it, to gain from it, as you do. So if it's yours, it's yours. Okay? Lo sigzal. But until that point, the reason Rabbeinu Tam is matrid is because your hisaskus, your involvement with it, until there's a kinyan on it, doesn't have right to take away my right to be misasic with it. So we each have equal rights until anyone finalizes the deal. So that's true, according to Rabbeinu Tam, only when, otherwise it's all fair game for me and you, we're all equal qualified applicants to be able to make the same purchase or condition. But when there's an independent reason why you should be allowed to do it and I should not, then, when you are already misasik in, I can't say, well, I also have equal rights over here. No, you don't. I have restrictions. I have reason why I should not be allowed to do it. I should be disqualified. Something that is an independent reason why I should not be able to do it, then once you get so involved in it, you can't say, well, you can't take away my rights. I don't really have a right, per se. Maybe if I would do it, but yeah, it would be chamash also asui, right? But I don't really have a right. It would be a wrong thing for me to do. When there's independent basis to say that it's a wrong thing for me to do, then once you're misasik in it, then I'm going to be Nikra Rasha if I take it, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Where do you have that situation? Dr. Ramaisha twice. Two places I'll have that. In the Sugyas HaGemara, the Rambam says, you see the Gemara calls him a Ramai. A Ramai. Okay, baggage claim. Sorry. The Gemara calls him a Ramai, because once I sent you as a shliach, and you went and chapped, you're going to chap it yourself, that would be the wrong thing for you to do. Mamela, the Mishaleach, is qualified now to have this Kedushin, assuming that she's available and willing to marry him. And the Mishaleach, I'm sorry, and the Shliach has a restriction that makes it independently, objectively wrongful for him to take it. Once it's a Nikra Ramai, then for him to go and do it, it'll even be Anim Havakro Nikra Rasha. And that's why the Rambam says, once we have what the Gemara says, that it's usher to do as he passed on the first line, Mamela, both over here by Kedushin and over there by Mechel Memkar, if you do so, you'll be on him Mahabharat Nikar Russia. You fall into Russia category, because then you can't say, I have equal rights over here like you do. No, you don't. You'd be a Rambam to do it. So, Dr. Maisha, once we have that shot in the Rambam, I'll tell you now Halacha Lebaisa in Shaduchim. This is his Halacha Lebaisa Shir. It says, before you have a piece of Dhamma, before you have a done deal, they're going out one time, two times, three times, four times, you know how it goes. And we're still, I don't know, we'll see, I don't know, we'll see. There's no good done deals over here. It could go any way what might happen. She gets a bad mood, he gets a bad mood, he says the wrong thing, she says the wrong thing, the mother-in-law gets involved, whoever, everything could still happen. Not a done deal. At that time, if you want to tell the chassan or the kala, you know, the perspectives, there's a wonderful shidduch over here, that's fair game right now. That's not a anim haba karara. And until that they are approaching a done deal, you're welcome to suggest other shidduchim. Once they already have between themselves what we call nowadays, it's unofficial, which means that he and she already have spoken, they already basically have the deal. Although maybe all the details between the mechutanim have to be worked out and all the rest of that and other arrangements. Once we basically have a deal, so then l'chara we have a machlekes, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Because to get a special shidduch, if Mamash, if he's the best bachur in the yeshiva and she's a Zah Mutsuyenes, Allah Milas and the best midos, so then according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're allowed to be, there's no Israel Ani Mahaba Karara when something is so unique, and according to Rashi, it'll still be Usher. Mikra Din, the Ramah Paskins, Lakula, like Rabbeinu Tam, but this is where Ramaja says, but Ayari Shemayim, Shvi Machmir, and Biyotze Shidas Rashi as well, and therefore don't do so. But Mikra Din, you can't tell him that he's not allowed to do so. But that's only before they announce a Shidduch. Once they announce a Shidduch, then luckily nothing changes. Nowadays we don't make Erisin, we don't actually make a Kiddushin at that point. You know, it's all they call the engagement part, they call it Erisin, it's not really Erisin. And if you make a Tanoyim and you write up Tanoyim and you break a Teller at that point, or you drink a L'chaim and you say a Vort and you give it Suzag, that's a Vort. I give you my word that, yeah, we're going to go through with this. The Dubuchatanim shake hands and they dance and whatever they do. So at that point, nothing has been chal, and it's still a mitziah, and it still should be mutter. But he says an interesting thing. The Rishonim bring down that there's a cherem hakadmainim to break a shidduch. And the cherem is because of busha for either one. The chasam breaks off, then now he finds a better shidduch, then she's mevuyeshes yeshas, that she was rejected. And therefore, once you make a shidduch, then you're not supposed to break it down unless it's bamish serious situation. Then you should ask a shayla. I'm not so bushit. So once there's a cherem harishenim, cherem hakadbainim, it's called, who was brought down many places in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Nun Aleph in Kedushin is one place. It was brought down in Chesh Mishpat also. Once there's a cherem hakadbainim, then it's something that's independently wrongful for you to get involved and make it. Once it's independently wrongful because of an inyan of a cherem, that I'm onim habu charara, bo achar, bo chotva, is nikvar rasha. Right, so therefore, you're trying to get her or him to break that shidduch, you're doing something wrong.
The context over here is in the Rambam, the Ramos is also for you, the third party.
The third party that wants to get involved and hop around for them, he wants to try to get either her or him to break a shidduch. He's getting them to be over in a cherub. You're not allowed to do that. Good, so then you're a Messiah or a Lifnei Iver. You're helping them to do it very sir. They're not allowed to break out of it. They're not allowed to break out of it. Therefore, you can't be Messiah them. That as the cherem, they're not allowed to break out.
But there wouldn't be
No. Since they're not allowed to break out of it, right? You're not allowed to misayeh them. Once you're not allowed to misayeh them, then you have no right to take this. Mainly the chassan has right to this kala, then you do not take her. Is banim habakar lukhabi the chassan. That's his shtickle terror that he's mechadesh, that based on this Rambam, that once there is an independent iser, then it's not only the other iser by itself, let's say Nikra Rambam, then becomes Nikra Rasha too. And that's how he builds halakha lemaisa in Hilva Shaduchim. I can. Simon Sadi Aleph, I don't know if I did it justice, but it's fascinating.